Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just meant to respect, in every aspect. I'm special gifts in the mind, and God bless anything tested. Don't know that Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, I must have been on the crew. Remember, so the end of no for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not the earth for Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. But yes.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up. And you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless us all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm gonna hear go. I'm gonna bless.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Prosper, things will happen. You have to
trust in the Lord. You have to keep faith, but you must pray every single day. Don't miss one day of prayer. Do it like you be watching TV or you be doing your daily routines. Make it a habit. So I'm saying there's nothing wrong to, you know, to pray to God. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, some people will be like, oh, you know, it's cool when you pray one time a week or whatever and stuff like that. No, tell you the truth. If you have habits, you have other habits of doing anything like, okay, going to the clubs or you know what I mean, smoking, and you smoke every day and you watch TV every day, trust me, you have time to pray to God. So, I mean, make it a habit, you know, just pray every single day, every single day, every single minute. I mean, there's no limit to that. So I'm saying, give God your time, you know, just talk to him like a best friend. So I'm saying, he is your best friend now. Think about it. So just talk to him, you know, when you need him, you know, when you're alone. You're never going to be alone when you have God. So just keep praying every single day. Have faith in him. You know, talk to God. You know, talk to him on a personal level. And trust me, everything's going to happen. And that's something I learned today from Purple Dollar. He was like, you know, if you talk to him every single day, I mean every single day. You know what I mean? I do talk to God, and I do pray every day. But, like, the way Cruffalo Dow was explaining, like, oh, wow, you know, like, anywhere you go, talk to him. Even when you're in the restroom or you're at work, talk to God. You know, if you need something done and you don't have no idea how to get it done, you know, you're trying to figure it out, talk to God. And you everything will be on point for you. So, I mean, that's what it is right there, man. I would like to give a shout-out to my family, everybody out there, my listeners that's been supporting me. You know what I mean? Watchmen Radio ain't going to be Watchmen Radio anymore because there's so many people have Watchmen Radio. I'm going to turn it back to Star Rated Radio, and that's my record label, Star Rated Music Group, LLC. You know, we're going to hear international. We're going to hear worldwide, you know, with, you know, inspirational music, you know. And I have other artists I'm, you know, planning to sign, you know, that's, you know, into the music, you know, and stuff like that. So there's a lot that's going on, you know. God will take care of everything. I want to go ahead and pray before I start. Thank you, Lord, for everything, what you've done for us, Lord. Thank you for supporting this radio station, supporting me and my listeners. Lord, I want to go ahead and reach out everybody. So, Lord, use me as a vessel. Use me as a tool. I don't want to say anything that's not according to the word. So, Lord, use me as a tool and use me as a vessel, please, God. And I pray to you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
As we attempt to acknowledge how incredible you are, we become speechless at the thought of your name. Whoa.
There's a name so powerful, word can't describe. When spoken, demons tremble, and all creation must bow down. Awesome, fly away. Every day the same, and magic.
Father. All of me. All of me, Father. Yes. My spirit, my family. My time and my money. And my gifts and my talents. It's yours. You deserve it. It's yours. We recognize you. What a name. And first and last name. The only name.
God is so good. God is so good. And I mean, he is great. He is great. He'll take care of everything for you. Anything you want to get taken care of. But you always got to put him first. Don't put him last. Don't put him in the middle. Don't put him where, whenever time you want him, put him. Because God is a jealous God. You always got to put him first in anything. Anything you do, put him first. Okay, it's just like you know, without praying to God for one day or for a couple of days, it's just like your phone with no batteries in your phone. How your phone is going to operate with no battery, with no power? Come on, think about it. Your phone don't have no power, don't have no type of charge. So I'm saying you have no type of battery, or if your phone is not charged, basically, so I'm saying you have no charger. So who's going to be your charger, huh? Now, another human being, think about it. God is the one that's giving you that power to charge every single day when you pray. So once you pray every single day, you know, you be in that charge, you have so much energy to you know, accomplish anything, overcome anything, get anything done what you want to get done. So I'm saying there's no interruptions going through your mind and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, life is hard, but when you have God, and you pray to the Lord every single day, trust me, everything's going to be accomplished. Everything's going to be done in his name. Can I get an amen? Come on now.
Young people are going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We got to yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth ward, fourth ward. Come on, sing it.
Come on. into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes.
Yes. We will praise you for the rest of our days.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on. Come on.
What you say?
Come on.
Hold on, be strong. Hold on.
everybody for listening. I will continue tomorrow, maybe in the morning, 10 or 11 in the morning. Everybody, man, God just blessed me. I just need to. thank you for everything, Lord, for everything, for having everybody listening, Lord Jesus. I'd like to bless everybody. Whoever been listening to the radio station, please bless them and have them prosper. Let them be healed in your name, Lord Jesus. I pray to you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And I'll get back tomorrow.
For some who don't understand our purpose, may not understand our praise. We as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Thank you. Because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing
because I'm
free. His eyes on
me. His eyes on them.
That's
the reason why I sing.
I want to know if you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason.
You're the reason why I sing.
Come on, say glory. Thank you, Jesus. You're the reason. Can we say it again?
Someone asked.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering. When we sing our song,
when we sing our song,
at times we may
be crying,
and nothing's even wrong.
And nothing's even wrong.
This is the reason why I sing the chorus.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason, Jesus.